Today's daf is Brachas daf Mem Vav, and we started yesterday the seventh parak, and today we get into, today's daf talks about a number of fascinating inyanim, talks about the bracha of the oreach, the bracha of the guest when the guest is over, the lashon that one needs to say, it alludes to the Birchas HaZimun, as we discussed a little bit last time, Machlokas Rashi Tosfos, what is included in Birchas HaZimun, and then the Gemara gets into different opinions about the fourth bracha of benching, Hatova Hameitiv, Daraisa, Lav Daraisa, three different opinions how we know how Tova Meitiv is not Daraisa, but along the way, in that discussion of a Tova Meitiv Lav Daraisa, there's another important sugya that comes up, and that's what we're going to talk about today. The Gemara towards the bottom of Amud Aleph, Mem Vav Amud Aleph, discusses, how do you know that the fourth bracha of benching is not Mi Daraisa? How do you know that only the first three, as the Gemara will discuss soon, who wrote those brachas, but how do we know the first three brachas are Daraisa? And that's also alluded to even on yesterday's daf. That's why the minhag is to say an amen after the third bracha to be mafsik. Even those who generally we don't say a bracha, an amen to our own bracha, but we say an amen at the end of Bonei Bracham of Yerushalayim, quietly out loud, machlokas amoroyim, machlokas rishonim, to be machalik. But within that discussion, Rav Yosef says, you know it's derabanan, because after all, poalim, don't say that fourth bracha, right? We had that back in the Daf Tes Zayin, right? Sometimes if a worker is working and he doesn't want to take time from the employer's what he's supposed to be doing for the employer, so he doesn't say that fourth bracha. Okay, that was number one. Number two, that's the one we're going to focus on. Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marsa, in the name of Rav. Teda Hatova Meitiv Lav Daraisa. How do we know that Hatova Meitiv is not Daraisa? Shaharei Poseach Ba Bebarach Ve'ein Chosim Ba Bebarach. After all, it starts with a baruch. And if it would really be connected to the first three brachas, the fourth bracha benching would not start out with baruch atah Hashem. Right? The second bracha starts out with odelecha. The third bracha starts out with rachem. The fourth bracha starts out with baruch atah Hashem alkeinu melech olam. So why does it start off with a baruch? The rules are, as we're about to get into, that whenever there's a series of brachas together, then only the first one starts off with the baruch atah Hashem, and ends with Baruch Atah Hashem. Generally, that's the definition of a bracha. But the ones in the middle, like we know in the Amida, we only have the first bracha that starts with Baruch Atah Hashem. And then we have Atah Gibar, and Atah Kadosh, and Atah Chonein, and Rafa'enu. They don't start with the Baruch. So says the Gemara, the fact that the fourth bracha starts over the Baruch shows that it's a separate unit. And that's where the Gemara quotes the principle, Kid de Tanya, call a brachas kulam posech me mebarach, v'chosim me mebarach. All brachas start off with the Baruch, and with the baruch. That is the structure and the form of each bracha. Chutz, except for berachas ha-peiros or berachas ha-mitzvos. Right? Those don't start and end with the bracha because those are very short. I'm not going to start off with berachas Hashem ha-kabachalam, ha-shekel ha-shadu, anatilat lulav, berachas Hashem, and end with it. It's one short little bracha, right? Or berachas ha-peiros, bari priya eitz. I'm not going to have a beginning and an end. That itself is a very short bracha. But the third one is the one that's our topic today. U-bracha ha-smucha l-chaverta. And any bracha that is literally close to its friend does not start off with a bracha. That's the rule. Chazal, when they enacted brachos, every time there's an independent bracha, then it starts off with a baruch and ends with a baruch, unless it's very short. But even if it's more if it's an extended bracha, the rule is if it's a bracha, smucha lechaverta, if it's a bracha that's said in the context of another, two brachas together, then we don't start off the second one with a baruch atah Hashem. So what is that principle? What is that principle about, and how do we understand exactly that principle? So this gives us this opportunity, this sugya, gives us an insight and a chance to understand the principle, but also gives us an insight, a window to understand various types of brachas. Because all the Rishonim give many different examples and exceptions to this rule, and each one is a chiddush in the context. Again, sometimes you have a shas topic that touches on many different examples. Psachim Dav Zayin, Birchas HaMitzvah, when do you say Liv, when do you say Al? The Rishonim all there say Bichidushim in the various respective mitzvos to come up to explain why do you say Liv, why do you say Al? But here too, another example where we get to analyze many different brachos. So we will see Shitas Tosfos. Tosfos in the bottom here of Amud Aleph quotes six or seven examples of brachos that fit into the rule and that don't fit into the rule, and trying to come up with one idea. And we'll see through Tosfos that he has one understanding of brachas bucha lechaverta. So Rav Soloveitchik's diyuk in Tosfos, but as we'll see, Tosfos is mashmit a number of times. First, Tosfos says, v'halacha seder brachas, asher yatzar, enes bucha letilas yadayim. First question, asks Tosfos, asher yatzar and letilas yadayim. We say one right after the other in the morning. Why isn't that a brachas bucha lechaverta? We say letilas yadayim, though he's going right into asher yatzar. So Asher Yatzar shouldn't start off with the Baruch HaDashem. We say it right after Netilas Yadayim. Why? The Netilas Shaycha below Asher Yatzar. Because really, Netilas Yadayim often comes without Asher Yatzar. Vaharbi Pavim Omer Levada. And the opposite, right? Sometimes we say we wash our hands, Netilas Yadayim without saying Asher Yatzar. Sometimes we say Asher Yatzar without Netilas Yadayim. So according to Tosfos so far, what do we see? A little bit of Tosfos. Smuchel Lechavrta doesn't mean sometimes Smuchel Lechavrta. It means if it's always smucha lechaverta. If sometimes it doesn't appear near each other, then that's not called smucha lechaverta. And even if it would appear near each other, it would get its own baruch atah Hashem at the beginning of the second. Elokai neshama. What about that? Amai eina bosachas babarach. Why doesn't Elokai neshama start off with the barach? What is that smucha to? To eina smucha l'asher yatzar. We just said asher yatzar is more independent. So why does Elokai Neshama, which we say in the morning, after Asher Yatzar, why doesn't that start with a bracha if we're saying sometimes it's independent? Kigonim lo bamin anakavim, diyadav taharos, right, if you didn't go to the bathroom. Ein sor lebrechaz Asher Yatzar, v'tzorach lomar, ho'ol ve'ein ba'el ha'oda ba'alma, eino posachas bebarach. That's not really a bracha. Elokai Neshama is not really a bracha. It's a hoda'a. It's a praise and thanking of God. But it's not really a bracha in the normal sense, right? What are the three types of brachas? Birchas shevach v'hoda'a, birchas ha-mitzvah, birchas ha-nehenin. So this, the closest would be is birchas shevach v'hoda'a. But since those, this is not really a bracha, and therefore it doesn't need to start off with a bracha, but it does end with a bracha. Mikol makom chosemes b'barachol v'arucha ksas. But it is a lengthy piece of hoda'a, and therefore it would get its own, it ends with a baruch. But what do you see from Tosfos a little bit, just in terms of mentality? The issue of smucha lechaverta has to do with just juxtaposition in time. If it's generally or always close together, then it should be a bracha smucha lechaverta. And if it's generally often not close together, then it's not called a bracha smucha lechaverta. What's clear from Tosfos seems to be that it's not about content connection. Is just about juxtaposition connection. Right? Netilas Yadayim and Asher Yatzar are two totally different brachos. What does one have to do with the other one? So, but Tosfos is so bothered that it should go together, but because sometimes it's independent. But you might have another approach, as we will see, as you'll see soon. Halacha L'maisa, we know that many say, you know what, put Elokai Neshama next to Asher Yatzar because then it can function as smucha lechaverta, even though it doesn't, that's why it doesn't have it. Or let's continue in Tosfos. A little bit later, let's skip from Yehi Ratzon, which is Hamavar Shena Meinai. That's what Tosfos says by, we should start off with Yehi Ratzon, because the end of Birchas HaShachar, that last bracha, is connected. But then Tosfos says a few lines later, and what about all the brachos that we say, what we call Birchos HaShachar? Let's find the line. Tosfos says, V'chein Nami Tzarch Lomar Ata Achelo Nivra Ha'olam, V'chein Hani Brachas Ketanos. Kol achas bracha la'atzma. Also the brachos ketanos. Pokei achivrei mater asurim zokev kefufim. All of those brachos. Don't we say them all together? So why do we say a bracha at the beginning of each of them? Kidda amran ba'alma, as it says later on in Daf Samach. Karavi mahalech havi bar varach mitzad egaver. V'chein kulan. V'od avi ksaros. V'avi bracha lever. So to those. Each one is la'atzma. What is Tosfos saying? Each one we kind of say it separately. What does that mean? Tosfos is referring to a machlokas rishonim. The Gemara later on in Daf Samach says, when I open my eyes in the morning, I say pokei achivrim. When I put on my clothes, I say malbash arumim. When I stand up, I say zokev kefufim. Right? When I start walking, I say amechin mitzad egaver. All those brachas. That's what the Gemara says, and that's what the Rambam says. The Rambam doesn't have any change from the Gemara. The Rambam in Hilchos Tfila, that is also interesting. It's in Hilchos Tfila, not in Hilchos Brachos. The Rambam has Birchas HaShachar and Hilchos Tfila. The Rambam says there, Kishe Shomea Kol Tarnagol, when we hear the rooster, we say Anosin Lesech Vivina, Kishe Lovish Begadav, then you say Malbish Arumim, Kishe Mesiach Sadin Al Rosho, Ote Yisrael B'Safara, and the Rambam goes through all of the brachas, Kol Zbashi, and then he goes into the Yikaris Lebeis Akisei, Asher Yatzar, that's it, Kishe Choger Chaguro, And then the Rambam adds in the three shloss adigoy avid isha v'chulu. And then that's the Rambam. There's no additional point in the Rambam. If you look in other Rishonim, the other Rishonim say, well, let me say it this way. According to the Rambam, if I didn't hear a rooster, sounds like I don't say the bracha. If I don't get dressed one day, I wouldn't say Malvish Arumim. If I don't stand up, if I don't get the hana'ah from these events, then I don't. The Rush here and the Ron elsewhere, the Rush says, no, you know, even though they were misukan by those events, but, says the Rush, you could say them even if you didn't experience the events, and you could say it all together when you get to shul. That's the Rush, and that, of course, is the minug of most. The inug nagu levarech elu abrachos. This is the Rush on in the ninth parak. Ala seder achar shenado yadav. The minug is to say it all together. The kolzman shein yadav nekios in levarech and hadar mina vechulu. And he the Rush continues. What's the root of that machlokes? And then we'll relate it to our sugya. What's the root of the machlokes? Whether you should say it, you can say it all together, or you have to say it only when you experience the item. Usually we have the category of brachos of shevach and hoda'ah, praise and thankfulness. That's one category of brachos. Rav Soloveitchik points out here in the Rishima Shiurim, maybe that's the machlokas though, between the Rambam and the and our Tosfos and the Rush on the other hand, whether it's shevach or hoda'ah. If it's hoda'ah, giving thanks, so it could be that you have to give thanks for an experience that you went through. Right? You're not going to say an asher yatzar if I didn't go to the bathroom. It's a specific hodah to Hashem that, you know, the plumbing's working. Right? If I didn't get dressed, if I didn't hear the rooster, if I didn't start walking. So maybe according to the Rambam, it's hodah. According to Tosfos, who he says, they're each musukan separately. According to the Rush, they say it all together, it's also shevach. Another aspect, the independent aspect of shevach, and therefore you can say it all together once one gets to, once one gets to shul. Fine. But what's Tosfos' havamina here? We should, they're all brachas mucha lechavertas. What do all those brachas have to do with each other? Pokeach Ivrin and Malbush Arum, they're about different events, different experiences. But again, what do you see from Tosfos? The definition of brachas mucha lechavrta is where we say them together. That's it. If we juxtapose certain brachas together, so then they should be a brachas mucha lechavrta, and therefore I have to explain that sometimes they're not said together, and therefore it's not going to be smucha lechavrta. One final one, Tosfos says towards the bottom, what about Yishtabach? Yishtabach doesn't start off with a bracha. Says Tosfos, five lines from the bottom, Yishtabach smucha lebarach sha'amar. It's smucha lechavrta debarach sha'amar. Really? That's a big hefsik, right? Hopefully it's a big hefsik. If the shul doesn't go so fast in Pesukah de Zimra. V'lakach yesh li zoher shlo lesaper b'neim. That's why you're not allowed to talk during Pesukah de Zimra, because you're in the middle of a bracha. It's connected. Barach sha'amar is the beginning, and you're using that barach sha'amar for Yishtabach. Yishtabach is connected. That's the beginning. Avo bishi yish hefsik tuva. Pesukah de Zimra, even though you see a lot of psukim in between. Bikomakom lo mafsik. That's not called a hefsik, says Tosfos. It's either you're saying them together because the psukim are not mafsik. Again, Tosfos is focusing on the juxtaposition in time, purely, of the brachas. What's the emphasis? Why are we emphasizing this? Because it seems to be a very different understanding by a number of the Chachmei Sfarad, the Ramban, and the Ritva and Megillah, which we're going to read about in a minute. And that is, smucha lechavrta is not just about physical juxtaposition in time. It has to do with thematic connections. If there is a thematic connection between two brachas, then those would be called a smucha lechavrta. Even if there's a hefsik in time between them, that's still called smucha lechavrta. You could have two brachas very next to each other, but you wouldn't call them smucha lechavrta because they're totally different brachas. The Ramban, the Ritva, they wouldn't ask the question about Netilas Yadayim and Asher Yatzar. Of course those are two brachas, they're not smucha lechavrta. It's not about sometimes they're said separately. Those are two themes. And if they're two themes, so then they are going to get two different brachas. Also related to the Birchas HaShachar. Those are smucha lechavrtos. Those are different kinds of brachas. Where do we see this? Yishtabach and Barach Sha'amar. Oh, those, what do Tosfos have to say? Aren't they very, they're, why are they called smucha lechavrta? Because the psukim are mafsik. You know what the Ramban, you know what the Ritva would say? Why are they smucha lechavrta? Because they're basically praise of God. They're one theme. Even if there's some time lag in between them, there's one theme, and therefore it is okay to have a time lag because they're still set together. The Ramban in Psachim, quoted in the Ran, in Arvi Psachim, discusses why is it that at the Seder we say Yahalalucha, we say Yahalalucha, which is at the end of Hallel, doesn't start off with the Baruch, it just ends. Baruch Hashem Melech Ulo Batish Brachos. Or Melech HaChei Olamim, different Minhagim, exactly what you end with. But what do you mean? There's a big break. You know what the Ramban says? It's all Hallel. It's all Hallel. And you're using the Hallel bracha from earlier in the Seder. What do you mean? But that was a long time ago. That was even before the meal. So what's the answer? It's one theme. And if there's one theme that somehow the brachas are connected to each other, obviously it can't be said one today and one in 3 days from now, but if there's one, if there's a connection between them, it's not about time. It's about theme. Says the Ramban, this is Chav Vav of an Aleph of Daf Yarif in the Ran, Shebepnei ze lo nisbatel smichusa, kishem shelo nisbatel mibracha, shi besof shehi haleluka. Right? It's just because it's separate, it doesn't lose its smichus. Why? Because it's really one theme. Who said this? Who says this? The clearest, the Ritva, the amazing Lashonos in the Ritva. If you look in the Ritva, Megillah Chaf Aleph Amid Beis. The Ritva asks, why is it that the bracha after we say the Megillah, after Megillah's Esther, Purim night, we say a bracha after the Megillah? So asks the Ritva, why V'tamialan? Right, the Gemara quotes there, Daf Lamed Aleph, Lacharea, welcome to the dog, you say, Baruch Hashem Kei Bachalav, Harav Es Rivenu, that whole bracha that we say. The Tamialan, Lama Posachas Bracha Zubabarach. She's Smuch L'Chaverta. This is Smuch L'Chaverta to L'Bracha Kodem Megillah. Wow, to the Bracha before the Megillah, it's Smuch L'Chaverta. That's a long way apart. Tosas would not ask this question in mentality. Why? Because they're not set together. You have the whole Megillah in between. So, but here, She Afilu Bracha Zubab L'Chaverta, Ksara Chashiva Smicha. If you want to say that not everybody says it, it's Talian Minog. The Bracha on Hallel is also Talian Minog and still accounts. V'yesh lomar, shebracha zu eina al ha-megillah, ela bracha shel shevach al ha-nes. What does that mean? The bracha before the Megillah is a bracha ha-mitzvah. The bracha after the Megillah is bracha shevach on the nes of Purim. What is the Ritva saying? Two themes. If it's two themes, it's not a smucha l'chaverta. Right? What did Tosfos say about yishtabach and oh, it's, let's go one, two things. He says, the psukim aren't mafsik. Right? Because, so, what would Tosfos answer here? Maybe it's not connected. They're not close to each other. Or the Megillah is mafsik. So, miyokatet, he continues. Venire. And then he adds and says, "Dekol sheish hefsek b'shinun acher bein bracha lebracha, kemo elu, shabrachas v'akrios eina menyin echad." Tosfos says, if the item, if the mitzvah in between is not the same theme. Here, the Kriyas HaMegillah is a different theme. That's a mitzvah of Kriya, of remembering the event. Shevach is a bracha shevach of the event. Kom Psukim, so if there's ever a break inside of a different theme, then it's a hefsik. If it's the same theme, it's not a hefsik. Says the Ritva, Psuki de Zimra is one theme with Baruch Sha'amar and Yishtabach. That's why that's called smucha lechaverta. Kugom psuki de zimra, shakol inyin shevach v'zimra, v'chei birchas halel, via halel shakol l'shevach. The beginning and ending bracha of halel. It's the same thing as halel. The beginning and ending bracha of psuki de zimra. It's all the same thing. V'yefshar l'asiyach u'legalgel imayim davar acher, v'chein birchas kriyashma, v'kriyashma. Shakol inyin kriya v'shinim v'kabal z'malcha shemayim. We discussed that a few days ago. A week or two ago about the Berachas Kriyashma being one theme with Kriyashma, and then he has an amazing line. V'havi min b'mino v'eino chotzeitz. Min b'mino. It's usually one type in its own type, used from Yeridea. But he says, min b'mino, to say Psukei d'Zimra and the Berachas of Kriyashma, of Psukei d'Zimra. Kriyashma and Berachas Kriyashma. Halel and Berachas Halel. But over here, Kriyasa Megillah, that's different than the kiyum of what the Berachas before and after. Ukishakriya inyan acher chaluk laatzmo v'sipur ma'ora kagon megillah v'kriya satora u'maftir benavi hariu hefsek shahari inyan acher hu lafichach lo chashiva smucha v'harihu kibirchas amazon shabosachas bevarach avi shekadma lebirchas alechem. Just like birchas amazon and the birchas before you ate, right? That's how v'chei birchas kisui, birchas kisi adam and birchas shchita. Right, so those are different. So a fundamental machlokas rishonim. What does it mean, bruchas smucha l'chaverta? Is it about technically you say them close to each other, and therefore you'll have to answer, well, sometimes they don't? Or is it about a thematic connection? Right, this kind of Rashi also seems to say that it has to do with a thematic connection. Rashi about sheva brachas, ksubis dav zayin. Right, what happens with sheva brachas? Some of them starts off with barach, and some of them doesn't. Samech to samach, sos tasis, and some of them start off with a barach. So yes, Rashi, why does the first bracha start off with the barach? Shakol barach l'chvodo, and then we get into another. Baruch Hashem Kei Bachalam, Yotzer HaAdam. Says Rashi, Ksubis Tavches. Because Shakol barach l'chvodo is a different theme. That's a different type of bracha. That's not about the wedding. That's about the gathering. You're happy that all these Jews are together to gather together to praise Hashem. And therefore Rashi says on Ksubas Daf Ches, Amen Aleph, it doesn't get it. It's not considered a brachas mil chabrata, that one. Another machlokas, what about go to Amen Beis, Mem Vav Amen Beis, right? The top toast is here on top. So what about the fourth bracha of benching? Why isn't that smuchel chabrata? Why do you start off with brachas Hashem al kedem acholam? So if you ask the Ramban, the Ritva, they don't even ask the question. Why? It's a different theme. The first three were mesukan related to my eating, and the Gemara says that also when I bench, I also have to mention different themes. Why is that? Maybe we'll talk about that in the future. Malchus Beis David and Birchas Haaretz and Eretz Yisrael and Bris Milah and Talmud Torah. You have to mention all those themes in benching. But those are all connected to benching somehow. Haruge Beitar, the fourth bracha of benching that was made after the Haruge Beitar were zocheh to be buried, that's a different theme. So of course it's not smucha l'chaverta. Tosfos doesn't say that. Tosfos asks, you know, why is it that we say a bracha d'Hashem before the fourth bracha? So Tosfos answers, v'yesh lomar deniskana b'fnei atzma. It was said it was enacted at a separate time in history. So really, it was not always connected in time. So again, similar to what Tosfos said, but again, that's another nafkamina. Or if you remember, we discussed a week or two ago, even more, Tfilas HaDerech. We discussed back on Daf Chav Tes, Daf Lamed. Remember the Marami Rutenberg? Shulchan Aruch was Marami Rutenberg. You try to say Tfilas HaDerech after you make a Bray Praise, before you leave. You have Smucha L'Chaverta. So two issues we mentioned. Number one, Tfilas HaDerech might not even be a Bracha. Number two, again, the Marami Rutenberg is in the Derech of Tosfos. It has to do with what you say next to each other. What is a Bori Pri Ha'etz? Or we mentioned Birchas HaReach, we mentioned from Ramnas and Adler. You make a Bori B'nei B'samim, and then you say Tfilas HaDerech. Those two have nothing to do with each other. So why are you trying to cover yourself? The answer is, if it's said close together, maybe that's Mucha L'Chaverta, according to many Rishonim. According to the other Rishonim, no, it doesn't help. You can't say a Bracha Tfilas HaDerech with something that's not connected to it. It's not going to help. So the answer is no. It's just not going to be smucha l'chaverta. Just two other points before we finish up. Here's an interesting, in Psachim, Adaf Kuf Dalet, there is a machlokes. When we say, let's say the second and third bracha is piggybacking on the bracha, the baruch of the first one. Is it piggybacking on the baruch at the beginning of the first bracha or at the end of the first bracha? Right, can Shmuel ask right? Where we say, Baruch Hashem, Al-Kinei Lekev Hasenit, Baruch Hashem, Magen Avraham, Ata Gibar. So is Ata Gibar connecting to the Magen Avraham or the Baruch Hashem at the beginning? That's a machlokas Rashi and Tosfos in Psachim on Daf Kuf Dalet. Rashi says it's going connecting to the beginning of the bracha, the first baruch, and Tosfos at the end. What's that machlokas about? Good question. Maybe is it related? Maybe according to Tosfos, it has to do with the mamish physical connection, so it's connecting to the end. Tosfos L'Shitaso. It's connecting to the end of the baruch. If it's a theme, maybe it's just in the context and it's connected to the beginning of the baruch. Maybe one might say that. Might also relate to, could you have two people combine? Smucha l'chaverta, like sheva brachas. Like sheva brachas. One person says the first couple and then sosta sissa med the sabach, someone else is saying. So it seems like you could combine a smucha l'chaverta of one person with the other person. Just to end with one final thought that Moshe Feinstein has in his Tshuvas Eben Ezer, Aleph Tzadi Dalet. This answers some of the questions also, and it's good to think about whether it fits into one of the approaches. Ramosha there is talking about Sheva Brachas, and he says, it could be that if there is a bracha that bi'ikaron is said, smucha l'chaverta, that even if it's sometimes said not, it's not going to start off with a bracha. Because inherently, it's part of a series. And that's what he says about Tfilas HaDerech. What's the end of Tfilas HaDerech? Baruch HaShem, Shomea Tfila. Shomea Tfila, that's in the middle of Shmon Esrei. So inherently, it's a Shomea Tfila Bracha. So because inherently it's a Shomea Tfila Bracha, so then even if I say it outside of Shmona Esrei, like Tfila Saderech, it doesn't lose its nature. And again, that might fit into the Bale Chachmei Sfaran more, it has to do with themes. Could be, but not Lavdavka. Fizesh ein tali baha adam ela baha bracha. Shekivan sheteknu olio smucha, ein dina bepsicha. Afke sheira sheomer mosa below smicha. Fi baosa chashivas bracha sheyeshlak shenemeris besmicha. Lachin ein kpeda gam lachalkam laharbi anashim, af bishvil tzara katan. Shein bazed dichui vikula beisurin ela bishvil tzara chen lasos gate. Chuli tidus and goes through it. So there is no problem. That's what he talks about in this tshuva. But anyway, that's also relates to the brachas b'chol chaverta. But again, a fundamental machlokas, which is implicit in many of the discussions. There are tosfasim in a few places in Shas, in Megillah, and here in Brachas, about the sugya. But it's going to be two very different approaches behind what is behind this yisod. Okay? We will stop here.